This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Benjamin Netanyahu recently had this to say.
מי שמעז להאשים את חיילינו בפשעי מלחמה, הם אנשים חדורי צביעות ושקר, שאין בהם אפילו טיפת מוסר אחת. צה"ל הוא הצבא המוסרי ביותר בעולם.
So let's examine this claim of the IDF being the most moral army in the world, in light of several articles and videos. In an article that was published in the Wall Street Journal on the 30th of December, in light of Israel's so-called moral approach to war, mentions how the war in the Gaza Strip is generating destruction comparable in scale to the most devastating urban warfare in the modern record. By mid-December, Israel had dropped 29,000 bombs, munitions and shells on the Strip. Nearly 70% of Gaza's 439,000 homes and about half of its buildings have been damaged or destroyed. The bombing has damaged Byzantine churches and ancient mosques, factories and apartment buildings, shopping malls and luxury hotels, theatres and schools, much of the water, electrical, communications and healthcare infrastructure that made Gaza function is beyond repair. Most of the Strip's 36 hospitals are now shut down and only 8 are accepting patients. Citrus trees, olive groves and greenhouses have been obliterated. More than 2/3 of its schools are damaged. Its bombs, artillery shells and soldiers have killed more than 21,000 Palestinians, according to health officials in Gaza. The figure doesn't distinguish between civilians and militants. Most of them are women and children, those officials said. The destruction resembles that left by the Allied bombing of German cities during World War II. The word Gaza is going to go down in history along with Dresden and other famous cities that have been bombed, said Robert Pape, a political scientist at the University of Chicago and the author of A History of Aerial Bombing. What you're seeing in Gaza is in the top 25% of the most intense punishment campaigns in history. 3 months ago, Gaza was a vibrant place. Despite decades of Israeli occupation, sieges and wars, many Palestinians enjoyed living there beside the Mediterranean Sea, where they gathered in cafes and seaside restaurants. Families played on the beach. Young men crowded around TVs in the evening to watch soccer. Today, Gaza is a landscape of crumpled concrete. In northern Gaza, the focus of Israel's initial offensive, the few people who remain navigate rubble-strewn streets past bombed-out shops and apartment blocks. Broken glass crunches underfoot. Israeli drones buzz overhead. In the south, where more than 1 million displaced residents have fled, Gazans sleep in the street and burn garbage to cook. Some 85% of the Strip's 2.2 million people have fled their homes and are confined by Israeli evacuation orders to less than 1/3 of the Strip, according to the UN. The Israeli military said it is targeting Hamas and taking steps to avoid killing civilians, including by encouraging residents to leave areas it is attacking. The Israeli Air Force has said its bombing campaign is causing maximum damage. Israeli military spokesman Daniel Hagari said in October that the emphasis is on damage and not on accuracy. According to analysis of satellite data by remote sensing experts at the City University of New York and Oregon State University, as many as 80% of the buildings in northern Gaza, where the bombing has been most severe, are damaged or destroyed, a higher percentage than in Dresden. He Yin, an assistant professor of geography at Kent State University in Ohio, estimated that 20% of Gaza's agricultural land has been damaged or destroyed. Winter wheat that should be sprouting around now isn't visible, he said, suggesting that it wasn't planted. A World Bank analysis concluded that by December 12th, the war had damaged or destroyed 77% of health facilities, 72% of municipal services, such as parks, courts, and libraries, 68% of telecommunications infrastructure, and 76% of commercial sites, including the almost complete destruction of the industrial zone in the north. More than half of all the roads, the World Bank found, have been damaged or destroyed. Some 342 schools have been damaged, according to the UN, including 70 of its own schools. An assessment by the US Office of the Director of National Intelligence found that Israel dropped 29,000 weapons on Gaza in little over 2 months, according to US officials. By comparison, the US military dropped 3,678 munitions on Iraq, from 2004 to 2010, according to the US Central Command. The current war hasn't spared treasured historic sites. The great Umari Mosque, an ancient building that was converted from a 5th century church to a Muslim place of worship, has been destroyed, its minaret toppled. An Israeli airstrike in October hit the 5th century church of St. Porphyrius, killing at least 16 Palestinians sheltering there. The exclusive Rimal neighborhood, with its broad boulevards and beauty salons, was reduced to rubble in the opening days of the war. Israeli attacks have destroyed Gaza's main courthouse, parliament building, and central archives. It's not a livable city anymore, said Eyal Wiseman, an Israeli-British architect who studies Israel's approach to the built environment in the Palestinian territories. Any reconstruction, he said, will require a whole system of underground infrastructure, because when you attack the subsoil, everything that runs through the ground, the water, the gas, the sewage, is torn. An analysis by the Shelter Cluster, a coalition of aid groups led by the Norwegian Refugee Council, concluded that after the current war, it will take at least a year just to clear the rubble, a task complicated by having to safely remove an exploded ordnance. Rebuilding the housing will take 7 to 10 years, if financing is available, the group said. It will cost some $3.5 billion, it estimates, not including the cost of providing temporary accommodation. In a best-case scenario, it's going to take decades, said Caroline Sanders, an expert in post-conflict redevelopment at Kingston University. As Chris Hedges, he said in an article titled Let Them Eat Cement, Israel has unleashed its four horsemen of the apocalypse, death and famine and war and conquest. It has given Gazans two choices, leave Gaza or die. Israel's Defense Minister Yoav Gallant told troops preparing to enter Gaza, I have released all the restraints. Knesset member Ariel Kalna, part of Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud party, called on X, formerly known as Twitter, for a Nakba, meaning a disaster, that will overshadow the Nakba of 1948. The Israeli army mobilized Ezra Yakin, a 95-year-old army veteran, to apparently motivate the troops. Yakin was a member of the Lehi Zionist militia that carried out numerous massacres of Palestinian civilians, including the Deir Yassin massacre on April 9, 1948, where over 100 Palestinian civilians, many women and children, were slaughtered. Be triumphant, he said, and finish them off, and don't leave anyone behind. Erase the memory of them, Yakin said, addressing the Israeli troops. Erase them, their families, mothers and children, he went on. These animals can no longer live. Every Jew with the weapon should go out and kill them, he said. If you have an Arab neighbor, don't wait. Go to his home and shoot him. Perhaps you've also wondered why so many of the dead children in Gaza have no visible injuries and aren't embedded with shrapnel or covered in blood. It looks like they're almost sleeping. An article published by the Financial Express provides an answer. The Israeli army is dropping on the Gazans thermobaric bombs, or otherwise known as vacuum or pressure bombs. These bombs suck oxygen from the air to trigger high temperature explosions. The explosive pressure is so strong that it quite literally sucks the air out of the children's lungs and causes them to internally explode. In a leaked video call, an Israeli soldier casually says, "We are looking for babies, but there are no babies left." He said, "Maybe I killed a girl. She was 12, but I'm looking for a baby."
"We are looking for babies, but there is no babies left."
"What babies? Say that again." Say it again.
"No, maybe I killed a girl. She was 12, but I'm looking for a baby."
Welcome to the most moral army in the world.